The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bont and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Good morning.
It's 7:06 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Phone lines are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sun Gulch is already there. And good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, anticipating the warm weather and enjoying another beautiful day in the North State.
Well, in the building we're in, the air conditioning system, they've probably got like 20 different air conditioning systems, in the building. So the ones back in our offices are just perfect, working great. But the ones out in all the studios where we're at now... I'm sure they're up on the roof right now trying to get those fixed, but it's going to be interesting here today and tomorrow.
Yeah, and if they don't get it fixed next week, it's going to be real interesting.
Well, what's it look like for weather?
Well, it's 67 degrees in downtown Reading right now. We're looking for a high today of 94, and tomorrow we're looking for 99, 104 by Saturday, and then 105, and Monday 105, and Tuesday 108, and then 107, and not looking good, not looking good.
Oh, no, yeah, we're not up into those, but we're not up into the teens.
Not yet, but we may get there by the end of next week. For those of us who kind of like this weather in the 90s, it's not a good week next week. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, Chuck and Judy, great people. And I'm watching Bob is connecting wires all over the place here to different computers. And he brings in a plethora of devices. I read someplace this morning when I was reading that cell phones... What did people do before cell phones? I mean, I grew up without cell phones. You grew up without cell phones. Bob's growing up without cell phones. Yeah, without a phone. But I mean, you know what? So we walked around. We conducted our lives. We conducted business. Is it the fact that people just had all these conversations buried inside them that when they had a chance now with a cell phone, they just feel this overwhelming urge to chat? With each other?
Mm. Oh, because they're not using cell phones for chatting. They're not chatting anymore.
They talk more than they ever have. I mean, did you talk this much before you had a cell phone? Because people call you.
Yeah, and they certainly didn't feel the need to pull over every once in a while and call somebody up on the phone for just idle chatter. I will say that I, because of the political season and just some thinking I've been doing, I pulled Facebook off my phone. Because the barrage just got to be too much.
Yeah, I saw that where you did that, pull Facebook off your phone.
Anyway, there's
two schools of thought here. Is that women use the cell phone just to chat with their friends and others. And men use it for their ego.
Strange,
really talk about business. They go, oh, I'm here, I just look... You know, business, ego.
Well, and you hear...
Isn't that, I mean...
But there's this, and then there's the exceptions, because I like it, but I don't, as an example, I don't use Facebook on my phone. I don't do that. I use it on my iPad in the evening. I just don't check my phone on a regular basis, and I don't get a lot of phone calls. My phone doesn't ring because I haven't given my cell number to everybody I know.
We're going to put on Facebook today and on the website put Trisha's cell phone number.
So, no, you're not.
So that you can call Trisha. And anytime you feel like just chit-chatting with
Yeah,
Trisha.
Please don't. No, no. As a matter of fact, I'll just shut it off because it's really funny. It doesn't ring because I just don't communicate with people that way. And it doesn't work at home. My cell phone doesn't ring.
But your radio does now.
Yes, but my radio does now.
I mean, your cell phone doesn't ring with, congratulations, you've just won a cruise.
No, it doesn't.
God, mine doesn't do this.
I get those on my landline.
Last night at the Republican convention, Mike Pence did a great job. Newt Gingrich did a great job. And Ted Cruz comes out on the stage. Originally, he was set for 12 minutes. And he said, I gotta have 20. So they said, okay. They were still in the hope that he might endorse Donald Trump. Well, he went over on a speech, and not only did he not endorse Trump, he also made, I'm gonna run in 2020. I don't care who's president.
Yeah.
So, frankly, all these people that wanted Trump to sign this non-compete clause and he'll support the party and all this. Everybody want, you know, they made Trump do it, and Trump did it. As, you know, and the rest of them did it. Well,
and they made a big deal about the fact that he did it.
They made a big deal.
He did it, wouldn't take the pledge, and right. Everybody else on the stage did. They gave their word. They took the pledge that they, in fact, would support the eventual nominee. And now they don't seem to be making such a big deal out of the fact that half of them are
reneging on the deal. And that's what Ted Cruz. It was bad enough that even delegations that were for him, they booed him off the stage last night when he left. Booed him off stage, and they should, because let's figure out what's really at stake here. It's our country and not your ego, Ted. And frankly, I was quite disappointed by this.
Well, and that I was a Ted Cruz girl all the way through, and I thought and felt so strongly that he had so much character, so much knowledge, and that he would make a great president. I'm real disappointed that he would not stand by his word. I know a lot of his supporters didn't want him to support Trump, said you can't do that, you cannot support somebody that doesn't hold the same values. I think that's wrong. At this point in time, you got to back up and say, okay, you got to take, maybe Trump isn't the exact person that stands by your morals and your character and what have you. Beats the heck out of the other alternative. And right now, we're in such a place in this country, in my mind, that we can't do four more years of the Democrat control.
Of Obama.
Basically, that's what you're going to have.
She may be worse. She may be worse because
she's not a Muslim terrorist, but she is a Zelensky supporter.
He's not a Muslim terrorist, but she is a Zelensky supporter and And the fact is that whatever is there now, she is going with a vengeance after
to make it
and
worse.
The courts
is a huge thing.
SCOTUS. I saw a bunch of people writing things, all blah blah blah, and I just wrote SCOTUS. As a reply on Facebook. And they go, oh, hell yeah, you're right. I said, just remember SCOTUS, it'll fall into place. If you just remember that, Supreme Court of the United States, then anything else you're saying becomes trivial. Just remember what's at stake here.
Yeah,
it's our country.
It absolutely is. And that's, you've got
if
to
you
get
believe
just to
in the Second
line,
Amendment.
You believe in the Second, if you believe in the Constitution.
If you believe in the Second
Amendment.
Because
she's going to do
and
away
also
with
the First Amendment, because she's going after a few other things there. There
the
you
Constitution.
Go. Hey, the one good thing after watching the Republican convention is you get to go to bed.
the other great speech I understand last night, and I have to admit that I have to go and play catch up today because I didn't do it. Laura Ingraham evidently just knocked a home run. She took after the press and just absolutely accused them of not holding this administration accountable and not doing their job, and they said she had the longest sustained applause of the whole thing.
And what the only headline was is that she had her hand up like this, power salute. That was what they put on the
page.
Well,
of course, because her whole deal was after the press and how they had not done their job. She spoke them out. She called them out in the room and said, you know, hey, you people, my friends up there, all you press people. And they all, yeah, you know, and everything. And then she just laid them out. Said, you have not done your job. You have not held this administration. You know, you've not reported it.
You haven't gone after Hillary?
You have not done your job. You're not reporting the news and just on and on. So, you know. They're not going to report what she said, but she's
instead they you know, they pick something out, a hand gesture that may have been a part of a hand gesture, as the press has done. And Obama's
proving,
part, too. You know, when you go, I mean, a couple times you've seen him from the right side. Oh, there's Obama. Why isn't he saluting? Oh, he hates his country. No, it had nothing to do with that. It was, the fact is everybody else was saluting because they were playing, you know, Hail to the Chief. He doesn't salute during Hail to the Chief. He stands there. Well, everybody else salutes. Anyway, but you're right. And she's right. But here, what I'm right about is this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number, which is what I was trying to get into.
Back
and I
on
said
track.
The best thing about that, you know, after the convention, you can go to sleep.
And I didn't.
Never even saw it. You
right
never even saw
head.
It. Went right
I,
over your head.
Yeah.
Because Trish is on a mission. So, anyway, Sleep Number. My Sleep Number bed and your Sleep Number bed.
Yes.
Separate beds, totally.
Yes.
And what, Bob? Come on. And when I left, Linda was in there on sleep number setting 40.
40.
My sleep number setting was 65 last night.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of up there. And the best thing about our dual air bed is that we each can sleep on the firmness we want, which is the big secret to Sleep Number. Rated number one by Consumer Reports. Made in America. It's guaranteed. It helps you sleep. It enables you to sleep better than you've ever had.
Absolutely. You lay down. You've had a tiring day. You've got aches and pains. You get that setting where you're feeling comfortable. You go off to sleep, and you just don't wake up during the night.
And with the new Sleep IQ technology, it'll give you little hints like, oh, gosh, you know, it's been a day, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you might want to try the Sleep Number setting. Hey, turn off the computer, you know, at 9 o'clock if you're going to go to bed at 10. And we've been going to bed earlier now, at least an hour earlier. Than we have been. I've been noticing the difference. Anyway, Sleep Number. Sleep Number store right over at Target Shopping Center. And right now you can get a new Sleep Number mattress with the Sleep IQ technology starting at under $1,100. It's $1,099.98. It's a great value. Go on down, see Brian, Janice, or any of them at the Sleep Number store. We'll be right back.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. It is 22 minutes after the hour of 7 here on July the 21st, Thursday. 67 degrees right now, going up to 94. Not too bad today. Not too bad tomorrow. But here comes the weekend. Here comes the weekend.
100 and climbing.
That's right. So you need to go someplace on the river, maybe have a nice brunch on Sunday. Well, if it is, you go over to View 202. It just happens that Linda and is going to be singing there with Bruce Baker and, Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin are there. Great brunch, great prices. And view of the river, and it's going to be outside, and it could be a nice breeze there in the shade.
Nice ambiance. The whole patio's in the shade that time of day, and it's just marvelous. A marvelous setting, and good friends, good company, good music. Can't ask for any more.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. You know, Sharon Clark has one of the premier help agencies around here. Assistance agency. She interviews each one of the people that works for her. They all have background checks. They're all insured. They're all bonded. And whether you need it for a short period of time, say after an operation or you break something, or extended periods, Sharon's one you want to call. Give her a call. 226-8350. A trusted provider of quality, compassionate home care, in-home care. Trust me, she does great jobs there. Again, 226-8350, Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. Okay, so Laura Ingram knocked the ball out of the park.
Yep, she really nailed that. Of course, the press is not going to report on that because she just beat them up really badly, and the crowd loved it.
Most people love it. Homeless plan. Have you been reading about the homeless plan here in Reading?
Yes, I have, and that the council has said no.
Well, what the council said was, they didn't say they were against bringing it back up. They said they'll bring it back up. And what Weaver says is that, look, if you want us to spend money on this program, you've already spent, your funding there, and to talk about you need a single point of entry, you need counting, how do you count them? And he says the one thing you don't have, but you said it needs to be done, is somebody to run this, a nonprofit to stand up and say we are going to be that to run this program. He says you don't have one of those. And until you get one of those, I'm not going to vote for it, because then we're saying, okay, this we're going to give money to this organization, and they may not be able to do the job. So he wants to know who's going to run it first. Francie says, well, gosh, you know what? I know this has to be done, but frankly, we want to give money here, we're taking money there. He said maybe it's time for another sales tax. Somebody needs to bring in a group of people needs to bring this in as a sales tax. To help the home, another half cent one.
So we're going to do a half cent for protection, and then a half cent for this, and a half cent for that.
That's what she said. And Schrader says, well, I really thought that part of that money that was going to come in. She says, I supported you guys on this half cent sales tax for, public safety. Even though it had nothing in there about homeless or helping, the psychotic or any of these things. Well, it does have some things for mental health. But helping the homeless or anything. She says, I supported you on that. And now, it's kind of like she feels like, well, I supported you, even though it wasn't helping my, my side. So what it is, no, it's not dead. But there are some things, who's going to run this thing?
Yeah.
And that's a big, you know, that is the big, I think that's the skunk on the table, because if you don't have somebody that's going to run it, it doesn't do any good to put money there if you don't have a plan and you know, all of this.
Well, and the unfortunate part of it is I have to say that they're still talking and planning and doing
same thing,
studies
over and over
for the same thing they've been doing for the last 15 years. These issues, while they have become worse in the city of Reading, and there are more of the evidence of it on the streets, these are the same issues we were talking about 14, 15 years ago, that we've got this problem with the homeless, and we've got this problem with the people that are unemployed, and we've got, you know, it's exasperated. We know what the problem is. We just haven't figured out a funding source for it.
Well,
and I
it.
Still say one of the main answers to that problem is for both the city and the county to clean up their planning departments and start letting these businesses create the new businesses that will create the jobs that will put some of these people to work. Well, and that will increase the economy, and that will take care of a lot of their homeless problem.
It will, but the only thing is then you're telling them to clean up their act, and they can't do it. They've got an ingrained, a almost a systematic approach to that of slowing things down.
That's
that they
exactly
can't
right.
that they can't stop.
They can't
because they can't stop because they don't have the guts to go in there and clean house.
That's exactly right. And until they do, they can keep talking about the same things they're talking about. And when you've got people, I mean, they've got businesses trying to open up as we speak all over this county and are still stumbling and having issues. I was up in Manton over the weekend. And we have seven or eight wineries on the Tehama County side up there. Little wineries that are producing wine, employing families, you know, making money. We have only one on the Shasta County side in Manton that has tried to start up. They're still fighting with the planning department about their permit. So, what can I say?
It just keeps going on.
It just keeps going
Ingrained, once it's ingrained too, whenever this started, that the new people that come on, even with their new ways they want to do things, because the other ones will slap them down, they soon learn how to get into that. No, you can't do that many plans because it makes the rest of us look bad.
That's right.
And so they punish that person. And so that person then becomes part of the systematic failure. And then the next person comes in, and then that person who had the great ideas and all this and been slapped down, he becomes part of the group that slaps the new person down.
That's exactly right.
The only way you stop that
is if you get a council or a board of supervisors who, as a whole, will set the new guidelines and hold these people to the guidelines they set, hold them accountable, watch what they're doing with these permits and what have you, and if they're not turning them over, then what's the reason? You have this list before you. What's the problem
bonuses?
With this?
Want to give people bonuses? How about giving them bonuses from the time somebody puts a plan on their desk, and if you get it out in a month and they're ready to start,
yeah,
then you get a bonus.
Solve the
if
problem.
If it's 2 months, you get a lesser bonus. Okay, if it's 3 months, at that point you start looking at money. Yeah, that'll never happen.
No, but
most of them never had a job out there running a business. How many of them have ever written a? How many people in our leadership positions?
They were assigned a paycheck.
I look at the county, and I know that Modi and Keogh haven't.
Yeah.
Chappelle has. Giacomini has. And Baugh. I don't know about Baugh. Has he ever had a business?
All his businesses failed.
Well, anyway.
Bankrupt.
And then I look at the city, and I see Gary Catt. I don't know what Gary did before. You know, I know he's retired now. I don't know what he did before, though. I don't either. And then Brent Weaver's got businesses. Kristen Schrader and her husband have a business, but I think she worked as a teacher at one time. Francie, I'm not sure what Francie ever did. Missy's been a nurse, but I don't know if she's had her own companies or
no,
if she just hasn't worked. I don't know. I think you know, having a general track and people like Kurt Starman, great guy, but they work their way up through the county and city staff
systems.
Bureaucracies
yeah.
Where
yeah.
where they're using other people's money.
Makes a difference. We makes a difference.
Got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by WellCare MD. That's right, WellCare MD. Simple and convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. They don't accept health insurance, and that enables Dr. Jill to spend all of her time treating and caring for patients. You have virtual visits. You can do email, phone, or text messaging. That many WellCare patients are covered by Medicare, but are joining the practice to get the in-depth doctor-patient relationship, as well as access to the same or next-day appointments for acute issues. Give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. Kind of your own, you know, private physician again. It's 7:30 in the morning here, July 21st. We're coming to come back with Al Massa. And Al has been receiving a number of awards lately. Well, one of the biggest awards is he just turned 100 years of age. We're going to ask him how he did that. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Over hill, over dale,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, who's giving me a bad time during the break here. It is 26 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You can't find a better place if you want to go and work out than the Wellgate Sports Club, because it truly is a club. Not only does it have every one of the apparatuses and machines that you could possibly want to work out with, and a great staff, towel service, all that, they also have a spa, in Bohem Spa. So after you have a workout, you go in and get a facial if you need it. Most of the time I need the facial afterwards, but and but they also have a saltwater pool, and you can do workouts there. Takes the wear and tear off your joints and ligaments and tendons if you work out in the pool, and that's what Linda does. Anyway, Wellgate Sports Club, you're not going to find a better place. Just give them a call at 768-1205. Go on down there. Let them show you around. You will not be sorry that you did this. You know, every so often, this is the first time we've kind of done this, that we celebrate. This is the first time we've ever done this.
Well, I think it's great.
We have Al and Angie Massa here. And Al is celebrating his 100th birthday. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir.
Pardon. Morning.
Al is a veteran of the Army, 27 years in the Army, World War II, Korea, and ended up his career in, I believe, 1967. Is that right? Something like that?
65.
Okay, that's Angie. Angie, just reach in here. Hi, Angie.
Okay, 1965.
And a veteran, like I said, of World War II, was wounded in World War II. And we just really want to thank you
Korea
for your...
Also.
And Korea. We want to thank you for your service, sir.
You have to talk.
You can say... You know, he's nodding at me. It's your turn.
Am I supposed to talk to somebody here now?
Yes, it's your turn to talk. Tell us about your career.
Well, I was born July 10, 1916, in the little town of Mulberry, Breezy Hill, Kansas, which was a coal mine town. My folks were coal miners. I enlisted in the military in 1937 and retired in 1965. I spent time in World War II, Korea, and I enjoyed my Army service. I traveled quite a bit over to different parts of the world with the military, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
I tell you what, sir, you are the first person we've had here that is 100 years old. How do you get to be 100 years old?
Just wake up every morning.
There you go.
Well, that's easy. I think we can try that. Just
right.
Say, when you go to sleep that night, say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning.
Right.
There you go. How long have you and Angie been married?
It'll be 74 years in September.
Wow.
74 years in September.
Right.
Wow. Okay, now, Angie, how do you stay married for 74 years?
You give and take a lot.
Being in the service, you move a lot, and I mean, it's husband has to leave. You know, he goes to combat because you all got married before World War II. Is that correct?
No, World War II was on. We were married in 1942.
Okay, 1942. Well, a lot of give and take. I mean, is Al easy to be married to?
Most of the time.
How'd you get to Reading, Al?
Well, I had a good friend that was with me. We were together in the military, and he retired, and his home was here in Reading, California. And he talked to me and sent me a letter and asked me to visit him, and we came out to visit him, and we liked the area, and I decided to retire from the military right here in Reading, California then.
We were living in Indiana where we had 12 below zero, and when we came here in February, he was sold.
I was an instructor at the Culver Military Academy, which was a military academy for young men.
It's a very well-known academy. too, Culver.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do when you came out here to Redding after you retired? You're still a young man then.
I went to work at Shasta Dam as an auto mechanic.
Wow.
Equipment mechanic, because I was quite versed in almost all types of equipment. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
What's your average day now, Angie and Al?
We don't drive anymore. And so just stay busy picking up and putting away and cleaning the yard a little bit. And
yeah, you just better keep you, but you're occupied. Yeah. You both of you all, I mean...
It's amazing. You look spry and up and around.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
I'm keep moving.
I'm still busy with the Sons of Italy Lodge and so forth. And I cook, yeah. And also with... the church.
I saw you just got an award from South Korea.
Right.
Did I see that? Saw a photo of you the other day.
I think you were at the Korean Award celebration down at the Anderson VFW.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Well, the 100 years old, Al. You've seen a lot of changes.
Oh yeah, I've seen quite a few changes. Hardly no one had any vehicles at that time. For someone in the neighborhood when I lived in Chicago to get a vehicle, the whole neighborhood knew about it.
Everybody had to come out and look at it,
right.
Huh? So horse-drawn back then, of course. And you went through the Depression?
Oh, yeah, we went through the Depression in the 30s and everything, and that's when they decided to open up the CCC camps, Civilian Conservation Corps. So if you was on relief and you had any young men in the family, they had to join the CCs, Civilian Conservation Corps. So my brother Pete was older and able to go to work if work opened up again. So I was chosen to go into the CC camps. And I went up to Idaho and worked up there in the timbers. Yeah.
Okay.
And you joined the army in 1937.
1937.
In the cavalry?
11 horse cavalry. Yeah. I happened to be down in one area, and a friend of mine says they're recruiting at the Presidio, and I says, well, I was going to go in a horse outfit, and they said, and that's what it is. So I went down and enlisted in 1937, 11 Horse Cavalry.
Did they still have horses then?
Oh, yeah, and had them for quite a while. We even made a trip to San Francisco and marched through the streets on Labor Day and different decoration days.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Riding your horse. Isn't that amazing? In 1937, 38, we were still having horse units back then.
Right.
A lot has happened in 100 years. Major changes.
Well, I was able to attend the Fort Riley leather repair school, saddle repair. And
uh-huh.
I went there mainly just to get away from the unit and see something else. I was the type that liked to see different things. So,
how did you and Angie meet?
His family moved to Chicago. His mother did, and she married a man from Chicago because she was a widow. And we lived in flats, one on top of each other, and
mm-hmm.
they were upstairs, and my family was downstairs. And when he came home about 1939, I met him, but, I wasn't that interested. But then he got out of the service. Then he got out of the service.
That's right. Yeah, you got out in like 39, right? 39
yeah.
or 40 or something like that?
Right.
Yeah. And then he came home and we started dating.
And then when the war got ready to start, they called you back in.
Yeah, I was, before they discharged me from the cavalry, I had to sign contract that they were, I'd be ready to come back. Well, just before the war started, I was called back into service.
Well, you had experience. I mean, it was in the cavalry, but you still had experience. So, now you were there you didn't land at D-Day, but you were there right at D-Day. Is that correct?
Right.
And you were part of your job was to help police up the what was going on in the beaches, and then you got into you're part of a unit known as the Iron Men.
Yeah, they call us the Iron Men of Metz because the 95th Division was the first time the city of Metz ever fell because it was isolated up in the hills, and we were able to overtake it, and we were nicknamed the Iron Men of Metz, right?
And that's when you were wounded during that battle.
But we lost a lot of personnel in the attempt to take the city.
Mm. Well, sir. And then, so you had your first child.
In 1943. And then he left that early 1944. And so I went back home and stayed with my parents with the our first son.
Like everybody does. Yes. In the military. A lot of times the wives go home. And then you, and so then after World War II, you decided to stay in, or did you get out again?
No, I got out after World War II for a while, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then decided to come back in.
Right. Well, I stayed in for 27 years and
right.
retired, yeah.
You got to go to, you were in Korea? You fought in Korea?
Right.
And then, I tell you what, sir, it's such an honor to meet you.
I was one of the first ones into Korea. In fact, we didn't land. We had to debark and walk in through the water.
Well, yeah, because you were in, at that point, you were in Japan. So they snatched up everybody they could to put people over into in Korea. Because our army had gotten so small after World War II.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Interesting life. We thank you for your service.
We really do. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you. What's on the agenda for this year?
Well, nothing much. Just watch, let the world go by. Take it easy. I have a few friends belong to Sons of Italy. I go down there once in a while and visit. Yeah.
Do you have a wedding anniversary coming up here, right?
In September.
September.
Wow.
Okay, what are you going to do for that? I mean, is it going to? Well, it's what 74? 74 years. That's
just
wonderful.
Just probably enjoy it, lay back, let it float.
You know, sir, thank you so much for coming in today, and we appreciate you being here and so much you've done for our country. You know, when we talk about heroes and the greatest generation, we're looking at you two and coming up through depressions and fighting in World War II and fighting in Korea and rebuilding our nation and the world. It's so much that you've done for us.
Right, thank you. During the Depression, I was in what they call the Triple C's, Civilian Conservation Corps. And it was, first, when it opened up, it was ran by the Army. The Army had personnel there. And that's where I got acquainted with people from the Army and decided I would like to go into the military.
And that was great.
Well, good for you. You've had a great life. And thanks for coming and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you. And happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. And I'm glad to be here.
Well, why don't you come back? We want you back again next year, too. And we'll celebrate your birthday next year.
Sounds good.
And he'll be here. And also our 75th
Wedding anniversary. There you go.
And thank you so much, Angie,
for being here.
Thank you so much.
I know one of the reasons this man is happy and healthy is because of you.
Thank you.
And everything that you've done, too. So thank you so much.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, thank you.
I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am. So's Uncle Sam. I'm a real life Yankee Doodle.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
At WellCare MD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized healthcare for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprint on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR. KCNR. Yeah, come on, 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 21st, Thursday. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's 69 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. Not too bad, you know.
Not too bad today. It's going to be just balmy today and not tomorrow. Just eking up to 100.
Slowly but surely.
And the weekend's going to hit, and then it's just going to get worse all next week.
Yeah, weather reports
was
always.
Was that a great was that
weather
a great
reports
time
always brought
month?
To you. You know what? I'm going to turn your microphone off here in a second. I have to say certain things here. You know that.
Okay.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Now, yes, it was.
That boy, talk about heroes. I mean, Angie and Al Massa and my gosh, 100 years, 74 years they've been married.
Yep, and Al's got, you know, a little bit of a hearing problem. I tell you what, I wish you could have seen. This man walks around, really, he walks around, he stands up straight. He and Angie doesn't look anything like 93, let me tell you.
No.
Nothing like 93. And what a splendid couple there, so nice. I tell you what, it was an honor and a
Absolutely.
Privilege. Let's go to the phones. Bruce.
Good morning.
Hello, Bruce. What
Good
you
morning.
Got?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. What you got?
Great. I just wanted to add on Ted Cruz. I think... one thing that needs to be said, he sets a really poor example of a Christian. He needs to learn to keep his word, and he needs to learn to forgive. And if something that Trump said to him offended him, he needs to learn to forgive. I think Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty, who was all in for Cruz, said the same thing this morning. And very disappointed in a man who's not willing to keep his word or forgive. And it just shows to me that he's really not a unifier or really maybe not presidential because... I don't think he's. I think he's through. His career is on the ropes.
I think you're right, yeah. Bruce, and it breaks my heart because I really, I was Cruz all the way through that whole thing.
Well, I was in the beginning until I started studying Natural Born Citizen, and I think we twist the Constitution, and I think he twisted it to say he could run it, and it's not the founder's intent of Natural Born Citizen. You know, he was born in Canada. When he was born in Canada, you couldn't even have dual citizenship, and he accepted Canadian citizenship. And there's just a whole big problem there, and a lot of people want him on the Supreme Court. I don't think he really has a true understanding of the Constitution. I'm really disappointed because I loved him in the beginning, and then I switched to Trump.
Yeah. Well, I think at this point we have no recourse other than to go to Trump.
Absolutely.
If you care about America, you must do it.
2020, there won't be a country in 2020 if Hillary Clinton, what is he going to govern?
Yeah, exactly.
If she's elected, we're through.
Yeah, I you're absolutely right, Bruce. So I concur. Very disappointed, and I know that there are some of his supporters who were encouraging him, because I heard from him over the last week or so, to stand his ground, but I think he did himself irreparable damage, and I think you're right. I think he's done.
I think also, too, is that people seem to forget that, you know, they say, oh, you know, we control the House and the Senate. It means nothing. As long as there's somebody in the White House that's going to have the final say, that can veto, that has a bully pulpit up there and is able to put justices on a, not only the Supreme Court,
all the courts
can load these courts, and these are forever. And
right.
I mean, and load it like this. And as frankly, Ted Cruz stepped in it last night. I've lost any respect I had for the man last night.
No,
he had a chance.
The Supreme Court's key. You know we're going to lose our gun rights if she's president.
Oh, absolutely.
Start looking. It's more than
First
that.
First Amendment, the Second Amendment.
You bet.
We're done.
No, there'll be anarchy, I would think. I just and lawlessness. I mean, with these Loretta Lynch and the way they operate, it's disgraceful. We need
neither
the rule
side.
Of law.
Neither side, from Bernie to even Hillary supporters, of course, Republicans, think that what happened in this thing with Hillary is disgraceful.
But not disgraceful enough that they won't vote for.
No, and not. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce.
You bet. Bye bye.
You know this whole thing is, you know, Ted Cruz could have done a lot, and he could have given all of his supporters to Trump. Said, look, this is what more important. I know you supported me, but this is more important than one person. This is, you know, this man has said that these are the people he will put in for the Supreme Court of the United States. These are, you know, this is what he said. We have had our differences, but I'm willing to put those differences aside for the betterment of the United States of America. He could have done something like that
and then run
in 2020. You know what? And then say, hey, we need an alternative here, and then made a run at him then.
Yeah.
But now what they did was they for some reason. What is it about Bush and who's this jerk out of Utah?
Kasich,
the one that ran last time that I supported him and now kicked myself in the butt for.
Romney. Yeah.
Romney. You know what? Guys, Romney, you lost your chance. You had him on the ropes, and you let you let him off.
Yeah.
And so now you've got somebody that, you know what, you may not like it, because in the ring, not only is he going to be punching in the stomach, he's going to be headbutting him.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because this is the kind of guy we need to turn the economy around. Everybody says, oh, we've had economic growth under Obama the whole time.
We have not.
Look at it. It's not true, even though people believe that. But it's nothing to where it should be. We're not out of this yet. We need some people that actually understand what an economy should look like.
Can I throw a non-political thing out here real quickly?
We got a couple of minutes.
It's a sign of the times, Carl. Pokemon Go players in Bosnia are being warned to steer clear of the minefields. That's where it's gotten to. Don't step on the landmine looking for Pikachu.
I tell you what, Bosnia, because I was there for a long period of time. At one point, it was the most mined area in the world. And that was in 1996. So you think about it. They are still finding mines over there. See, they used to put in minefields. When you put a minefield in, you literally almost GPS each one of them. So you know exactly in the field. Because they serve purposes. It's not just to deny. It's to channel people in the area you want them to be in. But over there, they were putting mines everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
They were planting them like caters.
Oh my God! We'd have spots that, you know, if you're going to go for a, you know, along the sidewalks, they'd say stay on the sidewalks here because this is a mine. We there's mines there. I mean, this is downtown's Sarajevo. Oh, yeah.
And so people that just happen to be there just walking along could just step on a mine.
Oh, yeah. And then you see people out. And what people would do is after each rain, because the rain would expose them, people knew how to go in and defuse the mines, you know, stick something in there so they wouldn't go. And then they'd pick them up and they'd lay them on the side of the road in stacks because they know the UN and, the forces are coming through. They're NATO forces, not UN, but NATO forces would stop, pick up all the mines and put them in. You know, EOD would pick them up. And you'd see them out playing in a field, and you knew they'd cleared the field first.
Great picture, though, here. It's got the big warning sign, and here's some guy in the background staring at his smartphone.
I'm telling you what, Pokemon. I've got a new game. It's going to...
Go look for work.
It's Pokemon Go crossed with Doom. You hunt the Pokemon characters, and you shoot them. What do you think? No? Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the... with the Economic Development Corporation here with Hope Seth and her guest, and we're going to be talking about the future of Reading and IT and all that that comes with it.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew. On the night that Mike Pence officially accepted the GOP vice presidential nomination, much of the talk out of Cleveland centered on Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
And his failure to endorse Donald Trump.
Stand and speak and vote your conscience.
That set off angry shouts of endorse Trump from Trump supporters and an attempt by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich to patch things up.
Ted Cruz said, you can vote your conscience for anyone who will uphold the Constitution. In this election, there is only one candidate who will uphold the Constitution.
Cruz's failure to endorse triggered a social media uproar, but Trump later tweeted, it was no big deal.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Texas Senator Cruz trying to explain his remarks today. He says he's not backing away from his decision last night not to fully endorse Donald Trump.
My speech last night was entirely about this country and how we save this country. And I am going to continue to tell you the truth each and every day.
Meanwhile, South Dakota State Senator Phil Jensen among those on hand for the convention in Cleveland. He says he is upset that Cruz did not fully endorse Trump. And he also says he's not sure exactly what to expect out of Trump himself.
Essentially, it's going to be Trump being Trump. There will be a script, but you don't really know if he'll stick to that script. You don't know exactly what you're going to get, which is what makes it so exciting for political observers and terrifying for some Republicans who would rather he stick to that script.
In Philadelphia, the police union is condemning Hillary Clinton for allowing relatives of people killed by police to speak at the Democratic National Convention without giving equal time to families of fallen officers. The union president says his group is insulted by the decision to exclude families of officers killed in the line of duty. Clinton's campaign responded, quote, we need to support heroic police officers who put their lives on the line while also listening to the mothers of those who have lost children. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
A record terrorism-related forfeiture order benefiting families of some September 11th victims and others has been reversed on appeal. A closer look at the details from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected a judge's reasoning in ordering the sale of a 36-story Manhattan office building worth about $1 billion and other properties. 3 years ago, the judge said revenue from the buildings passed through a state-owned Iranian bank, violating a U.S. trade embargo. The appeals court disagreed that the properties were controlled by Iran.
As correspondent Jeremy House, some good news and bad from Southwest Airlines today. It says it has fixed a computer problem that caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, but it's also telling passengers to get to the airport early because there could be long lines. The airline has already canceled more than 220 additional flights today. Several of the airline's technology systems were affected by an outage that started yesterday afternoon. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew stressing the importance of making Greece's debt sustainable. He met with finance ministers today in Athens.
I encourage all parties to be flexible to pursue and succeed in concluding this fall's negotiations.
Meanwhile, President Obama taking stock yesterday of his efforts to boost living standards in developing countries. He says it's not something that's only good for those living in poorer countries, but good for U.S. security as well.
If you care about reducing violence and terrorism, if you care about fighting climate change, if you care about addressing inequality and creating trade and prosperity that works for all and not just some, then you're going to have to pay attention to development. You're going to have to make an investment.
The president says he's glad to be commander of the world's best military, but that spending a fraction of that money on schools, clean water, and health care in other countries means we're going to be in a better position to protect our own country and improve ours as well. More on these stories from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it is 69 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 94. On Friday, we're looking for 99, a low of 67. On Saturday, it's going to bump up to 104. Sunday, 105. Monday, 106. And Tuesday, 108. Temperatures in the high 60s and low 70s overnight all those days. So we're looking for some really warm heat to hit us again next week. But it is summer, and it is Shasta County, so we got to be expecting that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, speaking of heat, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for well over 20 years. Best in the North State 2015. Best in the North State every year. We know Martin and his people. It is a veteran-owned business. And even though we have insurance for our house, you know, home warranty stuff, if we have an air conditioning problem, we call Martin. They're out there that same day. They diagnose it. They fix it. And it's such a reasonable price. All of this at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
I had something, a gentleman and his wife.
That was incredible. A real hero, our military. He's 100 years old. He'll be married 74 years.
It was in the cavalry. He was in the cavalry.
I know.
He rode horses.
World War II, Korea.
Before World War II, they rode down from in Monterey
to San Francisco.
He sat down to San Diego and Los Angeles and would be in parades. They'd ride their horses down and do that. That's something. Well, yeah, you know, the Germans were still using horses during World War II.
Incredible. We have some real world heroes in our community.
True. And speaking of incredible, we have Hope Seth here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hope. And Hope's here from the Economic Development Corporation and leader of the Shasta Venture Hub, which I'm spending my nights there now, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But good morning, Hope.
Good morning.
And you brought with you Matt Thayer.
I did. So Matt and his wife, Joy Thayer, are the founders and owners of Spiro Pictures, and they are one of our resident companies at the Venture Hub.
Okay, good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Spiro Pictures is.
Spiro Pictures was birthed out of just our desire to make movies. So several years ago, we started making shorts and entering on them to film festivals, and we won a few of them. And So it's a family company, and we just started to take our knowledge of how to tell stories, and we've been doing some corporate and commercial work recently, but still in the pursuit of the big enchilada, which is to direct and write feature-length films. So we've got a couple of feature-length scripts in process right now, and we actually just submitted a TV pilot that we've been working on down to a contest down in L.A., and hopefully we'll win a spot to pitch it to some studio executives in the middle of September. So.
Good for you. That's interesting. Great. You know, and I know that that's a company, that the whole picture making thing is something that's been kind of in the background in Shasta County for some time. There's been several attempts of it over the years. Mm-hmm. That we had a city manager in the city of Anderson in the 80s, who Bill Murphy, who tried to get that spirit going, saying that would be a great thing for the economy up here to, mm-hmm. to start the picture making thing.
Yep. Yeah, we agree.
Matt, what would you say that they are looking for? What does it take for a studio to want to look at this area and say, you know, we want to film something there? What's needed in a community?
It's been interesting over the last several years. We've met lots of different people, and one of our really good friends is a producer who moved up here from Hollywood because he liked the lifestyle, and he's like, I have made a movie in Hollywood for the past 20 years, one in 20 years, why am I living here? So he decided to live where he wanted to live, which was up here, and he became friends, and so we've asked him that question, and he said that the biggest thing that the studios are, they're looking for right now is tax rebates, you know, and some sort of incentive monetarily. Most of that is done on a state level, and California doesn't really have a really great system for that, but there can be things that can be done on a county level or on a city level. They also look for lower permit fees, which is really great because Shasta County has no permit fees. You pretty much just have to go down and say, hey, I'd like to shoot here, which is really wonderful. And then also a base of crew. So like a movie producer will bring up like heads of departments. They'll bring up production designer, the director, the cinematographer, you know, the people that are really making the decisions in those particular departments, but then they'll flesh out the rest of the crew based off of, you know, local talent. And so we've been working really hard we've been doing education classes for the last 5 years as well, as a part of our company, and then also in conjunction with the Arts Council across mm-hmm. the street, and just trying to bolster up the amount of people that, you know, if a producer came up here and said, hey, what's your talent pool? It's like, oh, well, we have this person, this person, this person, this person. And then that way they can just bring up a skeletal crew, and that, you know, saves on their travel expenses and things like that. So it really comes down to money.
And that's good for our local economy.
Yeah, well, local economy, yeah.
Out at Ensemos, when Reverse was there, of course, he had that one movie producer that had the house. And I asked him, because they had budgets of that 40 to 50 million, something like that, 40, 50. But they did those movies that were huge hits because they, you know, they're going after the 16 to 24-year-old guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it was, you know, the flaming balls or ping pong balls or something like that. But I said, what's the chance of y'all ever coming up here doing something up here? And he said, none. He says, where our budgets are, you know, that 60 million is not enough because we'd have to bring everybody, just exactly what you're talking mm-hmm. about. We'd have to bring everybody up here, and mm-hmm. it gets so cost prohibitive mm-hmm. to have to bring all the crews and then put them up. And then they get per diem and all this other stuff they get. He says you need the big budgets to be able to do that. So everything you just said, he had said when I talked to him several years ago,
that you need
if you have a pool of people here, mm-hmm. it can work.
Yep, and that's what we're working with Deborah Lucero over across the street at the Arts Council to start some regular classes. We just did a couple of camps over the last couple of years just to kind of, you know, start. We'd really love to get into a connection with some of the high schools and be able to offer opportunities to some of the kids that are coming out of high school and going into college and providing them with a low-cost opportunity to learn how to be filmmakers. And what's amazing about these kids is that I know several of them. They've gone through our classes, and just the talent that they already have, you know, at that age is just astounding.
I think of Anderson High School because mm-hmm. they have a large performing arts theater there, and they do a lot of that stuff. Have you worked at all with anybody down there?
No, like I said, we're just starting to kind of like branch into, because we're providing kind of adult education classes, but I find that adults sometimes don't necessarily always like want to spend the money for their own education. So if it was free, they were kind of interested. If there weren't, it was like, eh. But you can get parents of high school children to pay for their education, and so we've had a lot of success over the last couple of years of opening that door. So I think that we're going to explore that a little bit more.
And that's exactly what Shasta County needs to do. Is we need to start with our youth and start training up mm-hmm. that workforce that'll stay here
exactly.
and build into to that new economy.
Exactly.
Okay, we're here with Matt Thayer and Hope Seth. Of course, Hope has the Economic Development Corporation, Shasta Venture Hub. And Matt has Spiro Pictures. And we were just talking about training people to start having a base up here in Redding that could attract movie makers, which is green. And green in so many ways. Green, it doesn't pollute the economy or pollute the air, but it also is green with money that flows into the economy. And if you don't believe that, just take a look at New Mexico and what's happened in New Mexico over there with the with their film industry. We'll be right back after these messages.
We've got it all for you, but we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
A true country star, Pam Tillis, live in concert.
Live.
Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Pam Tillis perform her timeless hits, such as Maybe It Was Memphis, Ma Vida Loca, When You Walked Into the Room, and In Between Dances. Pam Tillis has always insisted on writing and cutting songs that speak from the soul. The results have been records that emanate in almost painful beauty, with more than 30 singles charting on the U.S. Billboard charts, 10 studio albums, and 3 other releases, Rhinestone, Recollection, and Just in Time for Christmas. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Pam has remained true to herself as a singer, songwriter, and worldwide entertainer. Pam Tillis, live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in a luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, my Trish girl.
Yeah, I love Thursdays.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 77 degrees, going up to 94, going up quick. 605-4567 is our phone number, area code 530 for people out of area. KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room, and we stream everywhere in the world, of course. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blind Solar Shades. Solar shades. You can put solar shades outside your house, over the windows, cut your electric bills in half, at least. Keeps your house cool. And best part, REU will give you a rebate. On that, can give you a rebate, I should say. Budget blinds. And Jerry will put coverings, wall, or put window coverings on that fit your budget, fit your decor, the whole thing. Great people over there. They do exceptionally fine work. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Trish and I are here with Hope Seth, who heads up the economic, well, not, she's heads up the Shasta Venture Hub, which is part of the Economic Development Corporation, EDC. Good morning. And she brought with her Matthew Thayer, who he and his wife have Spiro Pictures. And he's been talking to us about building a not only do they do pictures and documentaries, and they're pitching right now a TV show down in L.A., part of a contest down there, I think, but also about building the structure here of people that would be able to work in the film industry that would allow the film industry to come up here in a lower budget films. And I'm not talking about the $1,000 budget films, but in the, you know, in the lower millions.
Right.
Like that to be able to come up here because you've already got people here to work.
Crews here that can come in.
They can do the things. They could be the grips. They could be doing the painting, the electricians, all this kind of stuff. So all that, those little things that go on behind the scenes there, but it's very lucrative for a community.
Yes, it is.
The idea of you know, I've been, as hope you know this, but we've been pushing the idea of expanding out the technology base here in Reading. Is it resonating with anybody besides just us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think that whenever there's a little bit of a hesitancy to technology, it's usually just because there hasn't been an engagement with it or a lot of exposure to it. So, you know, among this younger generation, I mean, they call them digital natives for a reason. It's that they were born and they have smartphones in their hands from the time they're 6 months old. You know, it really is. It's becoming a part of everything. You know, technology used to be, well, that's like, you know, I'm going to take a course in technology. Like, it's, you know, here's the medical field, here's this, here's technology.
Exactly.
Field. Now technology is part of everything. It's part of medicine. It's part of retail. It's part of professional services. It's part of
filmmaking.
It's part of filmmaking. Technology is actually involved in everything. And we have to embrace it. I don't think we have a choice in the community whether
this
or not.
This generation growing up is they're starting so young. It's second nature to them. It's not foreign as it is to some of us who had to kind of bring ourselves around to communicating in that manner. But if we can start the younger generation who already has used that iPad from the time they were 2 years old and all the way up, and it becomes part of it, they can learn. My point I'm trying to get to is they don't need to have a 4-year degree. They don't need to go to college if they go into some of this tech stuff.
That's right. And my opinion is that if we don't put it in their hands, if we don't give them the tools, they're already acclimated towards it. If we don't give that to them, then we're actually keeping them from opportunity. It is our job to see where things are going and bring those resources and bring those tools to them so that they can create that future.
The fact is that the future of jobs and many of our jobs is all going to have to do with technology. The fact is that right now there is such a shortage of people out there to work in the tech industry, and you know, in the coding and the web building and all this, that it not only is there so many jobs out there, will continue to be so many jobs out there. And they pay well, and they pay very decently. And right now, you've got companies having to go over to Pakistan and India and the Philippines and God knows where else, Alabama, and to find, you know, to...
out of the state of California, for sure.
Yeah, but see, but right here in our own town, there's hundreds of jobs available right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been movies, there's one movie that the whole thing was green screens that they made. You know, I forget which one it was, but I think it had Angelina Jolie in it, but the whole thing was done on computers, you know, so I mean, and you can't tell anymore.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just for those that are real technical, you know, that are real technology savvy. I mean, we're also talking about all the positions that you need for a part of any company, but now is more around technology companies. So you still have sales. How are sales done in a technology environment? How is marketing done in a technology environment? These are all opportunities that we see with the coding school that CloudWise Academy is doing, is that they're going to be able to not just teach the tech skills, but there's going to be a lot of people who have skills and interest in marketing and interest in we have tons of sales jobs right here. And if a company can't sell, they can't grow.
Well, and beyond that, even the basic industries that we think about that we need every day, auto mechanics, electricians, plumbers, the things that they're installing and fixing and working on in all of these areas of our world now, you've got to be able to know something about computers and tech boards and all of these things to do anything. You can't work on a car anymore if you can't look at that master board and the technology that goes with it. All of our newer cars, they run by computers. You mess up that master computer, well, an auto mechanic that knows how to change the oil, he's got to have those other skills.
That's right.
So, I mean, pretty much any industry you're going into, whether it's medicine or nursing or whatever you're looking at, you've got to be able to have the technology background with it.
Right. And one thing that I'm really optimistic is I work alongside a lot of education in the county as well as Shasta College, the community college, and they recognize that. And they are beginning to align education so that the technology is getting put into the schools at a younger and younger age. The Shasta County STEM education, that has been a really big effort to make sure that our kids are actually getting the technology training starting in elementary, middle, high school, all the way through college.
Well, it's books are on their way out. They're all going to be carrying a Kindle or some kind of iPad that has all the information that they're ever going to need.
Let's pause for a second for a tear.
I'm
a book person. I'm a paper person. You know, to read the paper. But let's just face it that the books that they buy are cumbersome and heavy, and you've got to weigh them to make sure that the kids can only carry like a third of their body weight instead of 50% of their body weight.
True.
And then the changes, you can make the changes easier. You can still pay the authors. The question is what about the companies that bind books? You know, I mean, is that a wayward skill that's going to, it's not going to
be
here.
Well, that may be one of those companies like Kodak that didn't kind of keep up with it.
Yeah, they didn't catch on.
They didn't get into the whole digital thing and kind of.
Or what was that, we used to rent the movies.
Rent the movies, yeah.
Did not get on the bandwagon, and they could have about Blockbuster. Streaming. Blockbuster could have gone into and been Netflix, but they chose not to.
Yeah.
People are always going to. No, who wants a car? Come on. A horse is just perfect. Anyway. Okay. We're going to take a break here. It's a little bit earlier. I want to come back and talk about what's happening, the hope that you're seeing here, and also Matthew, because you guys are down there at the Shasta Venture Hub. And by the way, everybody, if you have not been down there, it's 4,300
Caterpillar.
And it's just head on up. You go up past Nyshot. You on up the road. It's on the right hand side on Caterpillar, and go on and take a look, because somebody will show you around, and you've got a number of companies up there that are building things and things that will work here in for our future.
And just because there's people out there going, I don't know what this is. What are they talking about? In 2 minutes, tell us exactly what is this Shasta Hub.
As soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe's, which not only has coffee, but cold drinks, brews, wines. It has it all. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor, that is. simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, veteran-owned business, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages. Hope Seth and Matt Thayer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mass Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around people.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. Thursday, 21st of July, 77 degrees, going up to 94 today. Feels like we've hit 94 in the studios here. Feels like we're there here. Okay, you know, maybe we'll get that air conditioning fixed. Maybe they should call Alliance Heating and Air instead of relying on Mo, Larry, and Curly that are usually working on it from this place. They've been on the roof. And I keep hearing woo, 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 and a slapping sound, you know, up there. And they're trying to fix it. You know, call Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And I tell you what, man's last stronghold. It says it right on the window there. Get a great haircut. Cheers of barbershops. Veteran owned, and it also has discounts for seniors and veterans. All right, we're here with. Yeah, I got that. We're here with Hope Seth, who heads up the Shasta Venture Hub for the EDC. But you also have another title there. don't you? I mean, it's like entrepreneur development.
Yeah, director of marketing and entrepreneurial development.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's mouthful.
And Matt Thayer, who's got Spiro Pictures, and who has been talking to us about the picture industry up here. And the question came across is who does the how are you all supported here?
Yeah, so the Shasta EDC is supported. We get half of our budget from three cities in the county, which is Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, and Redding, as well as the county. And then the other half of our budget really comes from investors in the community who really want to see the economy diversified and growing. So manufacturers, technology companies, banks that have community reinvestment funds that need to invest back into the community. We just have a really over 40 investors are part of our private investors are part of the EDC.
The question from the chat room was about whether it was taxpayer funded, and of course it is, and I certainly remember the argument for why that's a good idea. If in fact your tax dollars are being spent to develop jobs and the economy, that's a good turnaround because that puts money back into the community to create more funds for more taxes to provide community services.
Absolutely. I mean, businesses,
that's a good use of taxpayer dollars.
You know, we work in the manufacturing and technology industries, and that's a little bit different than, say, your Chamber of Commerce, which is really your small local business. And I think of small local business, local market, as you think of the dollars that are turning around in the community. They're circulating within the community. The beauty of manufacturing companies or companies, technology companies that are based here, but their market share is outside. They're actually selling outside our community. So what they're doing is they're bringing in dollars to the community through the goods they purchase, and then they're employing our people, but they're the customer. The money's coming in from the outside. And so that's really the advantage of focusing on those types. And it diversifies the economy here.
Okay. We're just holding arms up in the air to see if the air conditioner is working.
It's not.
Well, it does diversify the economy.
You know,
we say government shouldn't get into the business side. Well, it's not. Right here, you've got a group of people that are entrepreneurs that are trying to bring in the money, trying to bring in the jobs into our area here, who then will then expand out. Like, let me ask you, Matt, truthfully now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you start here, and what brought you here?
What brought me here?
Yeah.
To
Redding. Redding. Where are you from?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, yeah, no, I moved down here from Montana 10 years ago, actually, this month.
Okay.
I moved down here to go to Bethel and met my wife, and we got married and decided I wanted to stay. And, about 10 years ago is when I decided that I wanted to change careers. I had done mortgages, I had done title insurance, but there was always this thing inside of me that wanted to tell visual stories. I wanted to be an animator when I was 13 years old, you know, drew a ton, all that sort of stuff, but put those kind of things on a shelf because it was like, well, you got to be an adult, you got to make a living, exactly. And so I tried that for a little while, but something inside me died. And so I didn't like that. My wife was very passionate about the industry as well, and so we decided to, you know, kind of go after it. And so we did what we could to educate ourselves as best as we could with the resources that we had here, but there's not a whole lot at Shasta College. We went to a couple years there, but there's not a whole lot there for media and everything. But we found a lot of resources online, and we found out that the best way to learn is to teach. So we started teaching classes, and that really forces you to get involved with the students and to learn more. And
so all this, your company then is just it's just like any other company. It's you know, you fund it yourself from your you sell your you sell your talents, you get paid for it, and you teach, and then you also sell your movies. I don't want people to think is that we're funding all the businesses out there. Only thing the Venture Hub does is provides a spot for people kind of like startups and to get going in one spot.
Right.
Yeah. So we are doing the same work we've been doing for the last 5 years in working. You know, companies all have a stage of life. They're all new at some point. Every existing company was new at some point. And we looked around and said, there's nothing really looking to support and bring resources. what's the ecosystem of our community for new companies? What do they need? So we began to go out and look and see what do new startup companies need, specifically with technology or an innovative product or an inventor? What are they looking for? And so we began as the EDC to go out and build infrastructure. So we're creating an environment here that new companies can grow. We don't provide financial support to those companies. We've been doing this for 5 years. The Venture Hub is actually now just a space that these resources are all connected into.
So as an example, you provide for them the infrastructure that allows them to start their little business. Maybe do you have clerical help available, meeting rooms available?
Right. So the Venture Hub has workspace available. So they pay a monthly membership fee. And they can come in 24/7. They can work off. We have high-speed Wi-Fi, and we also provide conference rooms. We provide initial office space, and then we provide a lot of other things that really is what they need to build their company, which is connections to resources. Mm-hmm. They need mentors. They need to know if I have this idea for this innovative product, what do I do to get a patent? What do I do to see if someone else has already created it? How do I then go about getting it prototyped? How do I go about then, if I have to raise money to create the first prototyping and start to get it marketed, where do I go? A bank's not going to loan me the money. So now where do I go? So the Venture Hub really stands in that intersection to help direct them to the right resources.
Kind of that one-stop place there. You know, we always talk about
those questions.
We always talk about an entry place, you know, like one safe place. You had so many different entities out there. They put everything under one roof. Mm-hmm. They want to do that with the homeless thing. So what you're doing it for with our entrepreneurs, our young entrepreneurs, is putting all the answers into one spot that they can go to.
Well, and as the first company that actually was at the Shasta Venture Hub, the reason why we decided to apply for the Shasta Venture Hub was because of those kinds of amenities. It was low cost. You know, we realized, you know, we were kind of growing past the point where we could do everything out of our house. We needed a low-cost option to be able to kind of jump out into our own space. The next step. We realized that, hey, we're creatives. You know, we're filmmakers, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean we know how to run a business. So, you know, the mentorship opportunities and being able to sit down with Hope and Mark and now Tony, who is now the president up at the EDC, we have monthly meetings where they're able to speak into our business. And we allow them to, you know, kind of help us kind of chart our course as far as from an administration standpoint, a business standpoint. They challenge us with, like, hey, why are you taking that opportunity instead of this one? Shouldn't you be going after this one because of A, B, and C? Stuff like that. And it's really caused us to kind of open up our mind to, like, oh, there's this whole other world of business out there. And you can go and make movies and you can go and, you know, be amazing, but you really need the knowledge
to pay the bill.
Right, you need the knowledge of how to make money, which is not necessarily part and parcel with being a creative. So
it does no good to have the best movie in the world if you can't get it.
If you can't market it.
If you can't market it, you get it out of the camera.
Exactly.
And into, or to whatever you're using.
Exactly.
Into somebody else's hands because you don't have the, you know, you don't have the wherewithal because you don't understand.
Yeah.
And you know, we find that it's not just new companies. Sometimes there's companies and they're coming out with a new product, or they're finding that they need to innovate somehow, that the industry is shifting, or they need to innovate. We can work with those companies too in helping them connect. How could a traditional industrial company in Shasta County become more relevant through technology? Those are things that we help existing companies as well.
I think, and we spoke a little bit about that earlier, about the fact that what they were doing when they started their business, maybe even 20 years ago, they now need some more technology to get into that to keep up with the industry, whether it's repairing air conditioners or plumbing or electric work, any of those things. If you're not keeping up with the industry as it's changing and growing, you're not going to be able to continue to grow your company.
That's right. And if we don't have people trained to be able to go in, and that's where the workforce development becomes such an important part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And it's difficult. I was a small business owner 30 years ago. You reach a point where you can no longer be that one person doing the job, and you need to take that next step. But it's a huge step because then you get into all kinds of payroll taxes and things, hiring people, all kinds of other things that you don't do when you're independent. And you need help to go into that next step and promote to office space and answering machines and all those things.
And what's amazing about the Venture Hub is the community that is there and how we've met and the opportunities to be around people where if I was just owning an or renting an office space or leasing an office space on the street, I wouldn't necessarily have that ecosystem of support. And so everybody there, they're supercharged, they're have their ideas, they're moving forward, and so it just creates this a wonderful little environment that we kind of all feed off of. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, that
absolutely.
You didn't don't necessarily have when you just put a shingle out on Main Street. Like, it's like now I have this like little community that is championing me and supporting me, and I'm supporting them as well.
And so you don't need to recreate the wheel every time you have an idea. No, somebody mm-hmm. else has done that.
Right.
And can put that piece into yours.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. That's how companies become accelerated versus taking a long time to actually launch.
And I think that probably what you're doing up there is unknown by a lot of people in Shasta County. I think that they're not even aware that there's this opportunity or this place available. I think there's a lot of people out there with an idea in their mind or something they're doing in a small business in their home or their garage who would love to take that next mm-hmm. step and move on if they knew that there was an opportunity there. How do they get a hold of you, and how do they make that first step to get involved with you?
Absolutely. So they can contact us. We have a website on the ShastaEDC.org. They can go to Startup, and then there's information about the Venture Hub. They can stop in, just like Carl mentioned. They can stop on in, and we'd give them a tour and be able to talk to them. We also created an event, an annual event, for those people who have ideas. Maybe it's just something, maybe they have a full-time job, but it's just something that they've had in the back of their mind, and they go, I just would love to see if this could work. We have something called Startup Weekend, and we did our first one last November. We have our next one coming up in October. And a Startup Weekend is where people can come and bring their ideas, their real fresh new ideas, and they pitch them to the group that's there. So we had about 80 people that participated, and everyone votes on the top ideas that they want to see worked on and brought into reality over that weekend. And then for 54 hours, they break up into teams. They have people who are, we have people who are coding and tech people. We have designers. We have business and marketing development people. And we have mentors that then from the community that come. And for 54 hours, they work on seeing how far they can get into that idea. And it is a lot of fun.
And then y'all vote at the end,
and
there's one of them that then is entered into a contest, right? Whoever wins?
Yeah, so Startup Weekend is actually a global brand. So mm-hmm. it is part, those that win, that can be entered into kind
can
of a
be.
More international competition of ideas. But really, it's really about the process. I find that the real benefit comes from working in this team and understanding the process of how do you take an idea and get it to prototype? How do you do that in a short amount of time? And that's really the connections and collaboration are really useful.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to take a break here with Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation, Shasta Venture Hub, and Matt Thayer, who has Spiro Pictures, and of course Trish Clark and me. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I tell you, John and Sarah own Bastiani Arms. They opened it up during the worst part of the recession and have made a huge success out of it because of customer service and having all the accessories and the guns that some people want, including ammo, reloading equipment, optics, and classes there on CCW and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Great discounts for veterans there. Stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading or give them a call. 222-8222, Bastiani Arms. Veteran friendly over there. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 14 minutes until the hour of 9.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education.
Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like?
I mean, just so we can give everybody another good day. Yeah, it's about 77 degrees in downtown Reading right now, and we're looking for 94 today, a low of 65, and building. By the weekend, we're going to be 100 and 105 and 106 and 107 next week. So weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay, here's the question. Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Oh, sir, that's the answer.
That's the answer.
Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. What's the question?
The question is, when is this coming?
What is Carl going to be doing on
July 30th,
2016, at the Veterans Memorial Hall? Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. WWCB, the fourth annual. Tickets only $10. Food from the Asphalt Cowboys. Silent auctions and money goes. Money goes to raise funds for Kids for Camp and books for the military, sending books to everybody. They're also going to hopefully use a little bit of it to help prepare the VFW Post 1934, since they're the ones putting it on. Big shout out to, of course, Tobacco and Brew for helping out with the cigars, and so many other people come in there with the whiskey and wine and brew. So if the answer is whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew, the question is, where are you going to be July 30th, 2016, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon?
At the VFW Hall in Reading.
No, it's the Veterans Hall. It's the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
You're right, Veterans Hall.
Veterans Hall. Don't get them mixed up. Somebody got them mixed up the other day.
Yeah.
So it's the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street next to the post office. That's where you're going to be. Okay, let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Hello there.
Hang on for a second, Roberta. Wait a minute. Hang on for a second, Roberta. Do we get everybody's,
ears on?
Okay, go.
Yeah, I was just curious, when do they think they might be able to have classes for teenagers?
Yeah, are you talking about for movies or for the
movie making?
Oh, okay.
Well, we're working with Deborah Lucero right now to develop some of that over at the Shasta, at the Arts Council, the Shasta County Arts Council, and I'd like to say this year that we'll have something going on, but it's a little bit unsure right now. It's a little bit of a process, unfortunately, to kind of get things going and have, you know, funding and all of that sort of stuff. But we generally do something every single year, so we'll be looking to advertise that in the next couple of months.
Well, the reason I'm interested, I have a grandson. Last year at age 13, he won the youth division at the Temecula Film Festival.
Wonderful.
And he is very talented, and he wants to devote his life to filmmaking. So I thank you very much. Maybe eventually we can get him up here.
Well, yeah, and where does he live now?
Temecula.
Oh, okay, in Temecula. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roberta.
Thanks, okay. Roberta.
Bye. Okay. Well, that's, you know, and that's a good question, is when we, you know, as things set up, now when you start advertising them, you know, of course, when you start doing this, we want to know about it so we can get the word out. Hope, we've got, I don't know, 7 minutes left. The fact of CloudWise Academy, how big is this? How big is this for art? You know, people, I hear me say it, but then I'm taking the classes because I think that I want to learn how the things work, but I also want to be able to talk about it and spread the word as much as I can through all different ways that we have. But how big can the CloudWise Academy be?
Yeah, I honestly think this has a potential to be a game changer in our community, you know, in the coming years. When we began to look at what a coding school or technology school like this could do, we actually didn't have to look very far to other communities that were doing it. And we invited Irma Olguin, who founded GeekWise Academy. So GeekWise Academy is in Fresno. She came up 2 months ago to one of our Beer and Bites.
Can you tell a little bit about the about her and,
yeah,
her and her academy, what it's, how it started and where it's at?
Sure. So Irma was raised in Fresno. She was worked in agriculture. Her family was, I think they were raisin farmers. And she realized early on that she kind of had this propensity towards technology and went to college, ended up getting a degree in computer science, but really wanted to be part of Fresno community, didn't want to have to leave. And so she was working on a lot of different projects there in Fresno. And everybody kept coming to her for every computer problem, every technology problem, and regardless of whether she knew the answer, but she was the go-to person. And she started to say, well, where is everyone else? Where are they? And she began to realize that they were in coffee shops, in hoodies and flip-flops, she said, that they were working in the corners, doing their own little projects, which were great for them, but it was bad for Fresno because nobody could see the technology talent that was there. So they put together a technology school called GeekWise Academy, and they began to train the students and those in the community to learn how to code, to learn how to be programmers. They would take the existing tech companies and the existing programmers, and they would match them to help be mentors to these newer programmers. And then they created a funnel, a pipeline of work, so that those students that come in to take the course, they may take 6 months of learning programming, but then they become paid interns after 6 months, and they're beginning to get paid to work on projects that they've gone out and got, you know, they've gone out from outside the community to bring in work.
And this is exactly the way CloudWise is looking right here. And but
right
now, how big is GeekWise or whatever it's called?
Yeah, GeekWise has spun off. Between GeekWise and Bitwise Industries, which would be a little bit like the Shasta Venture Hub, they have produced close to 100 different startups. They started out in 2,500 square feet and now have over, 50,000 square feet now. They have made a huge impact in their community.
Thousands of people.
Thousands of people have gone through
millions
the school.
Millions of dollars.
Yes.
In that community.
And how long ago did she start?
Like 4 years, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it has not been very long. And they were so welcoming to us. We took a team down there just to look and see what they were doing. And they gave us everything. They gave us their curriculum. They gave us everything that we would need. They go, we don't want to go and create lots of GeekWise Academies. We want to do that in our community, but we want to empower you to do it in your own community. So we
believe this is why. Because if as this community grows here, you're going to be it's going to be jobs for both sides. You're going to be talking to each other. And as these academies grow and bring more people in, more jobs,
right,
more startups, it's good for everybody.
Absolutely.
I loved your explanation about that because you see them everywhere, the hoodies and the flip-flops and the corners and coffee shops.
And they sit there.
I love it.
You know what? I'm just watching. See, this is what the class is comprised of where I'm at. I've got people my age, all the way down to kids that are seniors in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they and the ones that starting off college because they want to get that leg up or they want to change jobs or they want to learn more how it can work into what they're doing in their work. It's that first step in the first class. There's another class already set up for August, and this is going to continue like this. And there's no, and you can look around the room and say, okay, which one of these people are going to have that next book?
Yeah. How expensive is this to take?
Yeah, we CloudWise, Joe McKenna, who's running CloudWise Academy, he really wanted to make it such a low barrier that anybody can do it. And so it's $275 for 6 weeks. That's two nights a week. And there's about six of those or five of those classes. So you can get 6 months of training for a little over $1,000. But he's also gone a step further and realized that there's actually people who want to sponsor. They actually want to sponsor others to go through. There's tech companies that say, I want to sponsor a couple students because I know I'm going to need them.
Yes.
I'm going to need them. So they actually set up a scholarship fund that just went live this week at the Shasta Regional Community Foundation where people can donate, but then that's also where people can apply to get scholarships.
This is a 501.
Absolutely.
So it's tax deductible.
So what I'm doing here, and this is where we got into it, was for veterans. Now, we've got two veterans in the class right now, a disabled veteran and another veteran, not counting me. I mean, I'm there, too, and Joe's just letting me sit through it. But to get a hold of Joe is 515-9851. But this scholarship thing is, and I'm going to raise the money for both the veterans there, because it comes out to like $2,600 to be able to teach these veterans a job, give them a job that they can move on forward from. So this
and
is a huge
And let's give the
thing.
Phone number again.
515-9851. I'm going to have to talk to Joe about the size of his right and size of his print on the Hope. Seth, thank you so much for what you're doing for our community. I just mean that you've been fighting the good fight, and this is a huge step forward. And I think this we need to keep looking at that from the EDC and also, of course, from the Shasta Venture Hub, which you run. And Matt Thayer, thanks for coming on today and sharing with us your dreams and what you've accomplished so far, too.
You're welcome.
Remember, everybody, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys out there today.
KCNR Shasta Reading, we now join Town Hall News in progress.
Cruz tells Texas delegates this morning that he will not simply endorse Trump like an obedient puppy. That's not the only controversy swirling about Trump. He told the New York Times that he would defend a NATO ally against Russian aggression only after first making sure that the allies have fulfilled their obligations to the U.S. And tonight, it's a big night in Cleveland, as White House correspondent Greg Clugston tells us.
Even though Trump's White House campaign has been unconventional, he's the one who made it to the convention. The New York City billionaire will accept the GOP presidential nomination before thousands of party delegates here at the Quicken Loans Arena. Thursday's theme is Make America One Again, and Republican and